Welcome to the Poetry Moment. My name is Katie Shedlock, and this week we are reading poems about sacred places. This is Don't Tempt the Monks by Danusha Lemaris. Don't tempt the monks, said the visitor's book at the Tibetan Buddhist monastery, and went on to clarify, no bikinis, short shorts, or suggestive speech. Everywhere I went, there were monks in burgundy robes, monks meditating in the temple by golden Buddhas, monks sweeping under the redwood trees, bowing their shaved heads over bowls of lentil soup. The Dalai Lama said he sometimes dreams of women chasing him. What a narrow path we walk. I read a book about a geisha who falls for a monk. They spend years side by side, dipping their brushes in black ink, painting flowers opening in the rain, the peaks of mountains covered in snow. Constraints are wonderful in art. I wanted very badly to tempt a monk, to lead one down a ragged, bamboo-lined path of no return. By the pool, I even thought I saw one eyeing me in my bronze one-piece with the cut-out sides. What is it in us that wants to take whatever has ascended to the heights of spirit and pull it down into the mud to wallow with us in our own holy humanness? As if we needed to assure ourselves that this is enough, this realm of rock and stream and dust to which we belong a little while before we bequeath our atoms to the wind. Or as if we'd be less alone if only we could anchor someone else here with the useful agent of the body, its improbable protrusions and silken passages. Which is something the monks, too, must desire, enough to warrant a mention in the guest book, reminding all those passing through to have mercy, to leave them hovering right where they are, where we all are, so precariously perched between heaven and earth. That was Don't Tempt the Monks by Danusha Lemaris. My name is Katie Shedlock. Thank you for listening to the Poetry Moment, where this week we are listening to poems about sacred places.